This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you're first starting any type of online business, social media management, online courses, coaching, anything in between, the sheer amount of tools that are available that are catered to small online business owners is just absolutely overwhelming. And I have wasted so much money. I've wasted so much time on tools that didn't really work very well or that were too expensive or that weren't what I needed. And in today's episode, what I hope to do is cut down on some of that time wasted and money wasted by sharing all of the tools that I use on a daily or at least weekly basis in my online business. These are all the tools that I pretty much have like an annual subscription for, which means I'm pretty much in it for the long haul with them. The first big question that I get asked about, I have had this question probably hundreds of times at this point, and I've never really had a great answer for it until now, is which social media management system do you use? So a social media management system can do a lot of different things. It can help you plan your content, schedule your content, analyze your content, delegate content, share it with your clients, etc. And it is really important if you are looking to become a social media manager or you have an agency that you have one of these tools. You can't really just manually post for, you know, 10 different clients or 10 different accounts of your own even. But even if you're not a social media manager, if you are taking your social media seriously and treating it, you know, as a part of your business, if you're an online coach, a course creator, whatever, I think it is still really helpful to have a tool like this. A lot of these tools are expensive. And so while maybe I liked some of them, I was like, I can't in good faith recommend these to brand new business owners that they drop, you know, thousands of dollars for a subscription. So that has changed. Some of you may have heard me talk about this tool before, but I absolutely love it. It's called Metricool. And it's a social media management system that enables you to plan your content, schedule your content. They also just released this new multi-post feature so that you can post to two different accounts at the same time. So like if I wanted to schedule a video to go out on Instagram and Facebook, it can go out at the same time, which really helps with repurposing content. And I also love that they have different account sets that you can create. So I can have a set of accounts that belong to, you know, agency social media management client number one, social media manager client number two, Latasha's personal accounts, and then the online business launch lab accounts. I can really separate them and have separate content calendars and all that all under one profile or one account, which is really, really nice. I don't have to create a bunch of different Metricool accounts. And lastly, I love their analytics. I think this is actually my favorite feature is their analytics. They're really in-depth. They are very easy to understand. And you can also create these beautiful reports for yourself or for your clients. I actually did a whole video about this, so I'll link it if you want to check it out. The cool thing about the reporting feature is that you can just run the report once and then set it on a schedule. So you can say, I want a report of my Instagram growth to come to my email or to my client's email once per month. And now it just automatically comes. You're not actually having to do any of that work yourself. So Metricool is my absolute favorite. And like I said about the price point, they are very fairly priced in my opinion. And they also have a free plan, which a lot of social media schedulers do not. So you can try them out. You can run with the free plan as long as you want. You get access to most of the features on the free plan. If you want some of those super advanced features, you'll want to upgrade, but the free plan is very good on its own. And since Metricool is a friend of the show, they are offering you all 30 days free on any of their pro plans using the code Latasha down at the link down below. So no excuse not to try them out. I highly recommend them. All right. Probably the second most commonly asked question I get asked about tools is, what do you recommend for websites? So I want to say just at the beginning that if you are running an online business, in my opinion, you do need a website. It's not an option. Yeah, having an Upwork profile is great. Having a LinkedIn, having an Instagram is great. You can start with that. But if you really want to build a serious business, if you want to be taken seriously as a business owner, I think having a website is super essential. There are a lot of different website builders out there. And I'll say my choice and what I use is Squarespace. I just find it to be the most easy to use. I'm not a designer. I am also not somebody who has like tons of time. Squarespace is fine. I think, again, it's pretty affordably priced. And it's really cool because you just get in there, you choose a template, and they're all really beautifully designed. Like, all of the templates look good without really any customization. Do they look amazing? Do they look like, oh my gosh, wow, maybe not, you know? But they all look good, like at least decent. And then you just plug in your information and you're off to the races. They also have the ability to get email addresses along with your website, which I think is really important. So you could have, you know, at Latasha James email or whatever agency is. So that's my choice for websites. I've been with Squarespace for years. I have like 3 different Squarespace websites and they've never really done me wrong. Okay, I want to talk about admin specifically for social media management, really for, again, any online business. But one of the big pain points that social media managers have is the whole account transfer process. You need your clients' logins to be able to post content for them. And this can be something of a security risk if you're sending things via Google Sheets or, you know, emails or writing it down on paper. You know, you have to be very diligent about this stuff. I actually had something very not great. Luckily it was my account, not a client's account, but I had a security breach happen a couple years ago, which was really concerning. So right after that, I was like, I need to get a password tool. I don't even know what it's called, but I got on 1Password. And what this does is it enables me to have one master password that is super locked down. Like, it is super hard. I have to do like facial, you know, recognition and stuff like that to get in. Like, it's very intense. And then within that vault is what they call it. It houses all of my other passwords, and there's a browser extension so I can click on it and it just automatically logs me into stuff. It's really cool. And then I can also add users. So if I have a virtual assistant, if I have a social media manager, if I have a, you know, any other team member or even a client, if I need to give them access to something, I can add them as either an employee or team member, I think it's called, or a guest. And then they can get all my passwords, again, without having to go through Google Sheets, Google Forms, all that stuff. So it's super secure. And it just makes me feel a lot better. I haven't had any password breach situations since then. They also help you suggest really hard passwords. I highly recommend it. The next admin type tool is one of my favorite tools. Like, it is so cool. It's called Zapier. It's hard to even explain like what this tool is. Basically, if you have 2 apps that do not talk to each other, that do not connect, there's a good chance Zapier can help you connect them. So I'll give you an example of what I used it for just recently. What did I use it for just recently? So I just created a Zap, just a week ago or so, to connect my membership site, which I'll talk about with what I use in a minute, to my email list. And the reason for this is because I wanted to know when I got a new member. I wanted to add them to a segment in Flowdesk, my email platform, so that I could exclude them from promotional emails about the membership, if that makes sense. Like, if you're already a member in the group, why would I be selling you the group? You know, it's kind of like, it just adds that personalization to it so that you're not getting promotional stuff that you've already paid for. And then I could also, in Zapier, create a Zap so that when a member left, when they canceled their subscription, it would remove them from that Flowdesk segment. So then they would start getting those promotional emails again. I guess I could probably manually do that, but I would have to go through that list every day, type in email addresses, like, it's this whole thing, but Zapier does it automatically. I've used it for course stuff. You know, if somebody signs up for a particular course, I can send them access to a Slack group automatically. So I don't need to do, you know, anything manually. I mean, there is so much that you can do with Zapier. Like, that's just scratching the surface. But the long story short is, if you have 2 apps that you are like, it would be really cool if they could integrate and there's not a direct integration, look at Zapier. It'll change your life. I really think so. Let's talk about client communication. Whether you're a service provider or a coach, sometimes it can be hard to set boundaries. We are always so accessible through social media, through email, through phone, through texting. And I really like to set pretty hard boundaries with my clients so that they know where they can get priority support from me. And I like to kind of frame it that way. I don't like to say, you better not ever call me or text me, but it's more of like, you are paying for this service. I want to make sure that you are getting the priority support that you deserve. And what I use for that priority support is an app called Voxer. It's actually free. It's like this little walkie-talkie app. So you can text on it without giving out your personal cell phone number. And you can also send quick voice memos back and forth, again, without giving out a personal phone number. And I really like this. It works really well for coaching clients. And it also just works well for service-based clients if they have a quick question. I do not really like joining people's Slacks because I am a part of so many Slacks and I cannot be a part of all of them. There's no way for me to see all the notifications. And since only a very small number of people have access to me on Voxer, I set it as a notification. So I'll actually get a little chirp. It sounds like the Nextel chirp. Do you guys remember that if you're my age? And I actually get a notification so I can be sure that I respond. And it's just really, really cool. Another client communication tool that I really like is Honeybook. So honestly, I put it under client communication, but it is a lot of things, right? They do invoicing. You can set up brochures and surveys and forms, and you can send contracts through Honeybook. But the best part about it is that it's pretty much automated. So you can create flows is what they're called. So that if I sign a social media management client, you know, it goes through this particular process. They get a survey or a questionnaire, I think they're called, and then they get a contract, and then they get, you know, an onboarding email. And it's like, boom, boom, boom. I don't need to be like, wait, what happens next? If I sign a coaching client, they might go through a different flow. So it's just all very seamless, very easy to use. And it's really changed my business. Also, I'd put that under like another business changing type of app in that it just helped me be so much more organized. So if you're somebody who has Google folders, Google Drive folders upon Google Drive folders of stuff, I definitely look at Honeybook. I also get asked a lot about contract templates. I don't sell those. I cannot legally sell those. I am not a lawyer, but Honeybook does have attorney drafted contracts within their tool that you can use and customize. So that's also a great selling point. And of course, you can try them for just $1. I'll leave a link down in the show notes for you as well. Okay, let's get to the lengthy part, which is content creation. I use a lot of different tools for content creation, but these are some of my favorites. I'll talk about this one ever so briefly. It's Canva. I think anybody who's watching this or listening to this episode probably knows what Canva is. It's a very simple, easy to use, user-friendly design tool. I probably create presentations with it the most so that I can teach in my group, the Freelance Friday Club, or run webinars, or when I do speaking, like events and stuff, I always create them in Canva. It just gives you a lot more flexibility than like a Google Sheets or PowerPoint. And they're just, again, they have really beautiful templates, so you can really make it look nice, which is great. But I also use Canva for social posts. If I'm doing carousels or, you know, graphic posts to post on Instagram for myself or for clients, it's just a little bit of everything. I even really like their video features. So I don't edit videos in Canva. They do have that feature though, but I do like to use their stock videos to use as B-roll in my videos. I also use, they have animations and stuff that you can use to create like cool little titles and pop-ups and things like that. So yeah, Canva has a lot going for it. This tool, I haven't heard a lot of people talk about, but every time I show it to somebody, everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. It's called BigVu. I don't know how to say it. So if somebody from BigVu is watching, please tell me. I think it's BigVu or BigVu. I don't know, but it's an app for your phone. I think you can use it on desktop as well, but I always just use it on my phone. Basically, it's a teleprompter app and you can load up a script in there and then record it, and the script will appear on the screen. And I don't know how they do it, but it looks so natural. You know, normally when you use a teleprompter, you can tell that you're reading and you can tell that you're not looking at the camera, but this one I just feel like looks so, so good. And it's also really cool because you can automatically save the content to, you know, your account. And there's just some really cool features within it. So if you do a lot of, I say if you especially do a lot of either like user generated content creation, or if you do a lot of sponsored content, particularly on TikTok, Instagram stories, Instagram reels, like the vertical platforms, I think this is an investment that is well worth it. Because I don't know about you, but I cannot remember a script to save my life. I so need to get a better memory. If anyone has any tips for that, please let me know. Another content creation tool that you all have probably heard me talk about is called Descript. It's a video editor that enables you to edit video just like you would a Word doc. So you go through, you get a transcript of your video, and you just cut out the words you don't want, and it actually cuts the video for you as well. I don't really use it to edit long form videos, but what I do use it for is for repurposing clips. So I might start with a long YouTube video, I upload it, and then I just search the text. You know, I don't have to sit there and rewatch the entire YouTube video. I can just search the text for a particular point. Maybe I know I want to promote Metricool on my Instagram stories later. So I'm just going to search Metricool. I'm going to pull out the clip where I talk about Metricool and cut it to a new composition. And then I can add captions to it, really easily. Everyone always asks where I get my captions from for Instagram that like highlight the word. That's just a script. And that's about it. You can also export the SRT files. That's how I caption my YouTube videos. You can copy the text and turn it into a blog post or an email or an Instagram caption. Like, it's just kind of repurposing genius, truly. It's really nice. StreamYard is what I use to live stream. I don't really do a lot of live streaming. I live stream for The Insiders, which is my YouTube membership, about once a month where we do like a live Q&A, occasionally on the main channel. I do want to start a live show, side note. Like, that's kind of one of my goals, is I want to start like a morning show. Would anybody watch that? Let me know in the comments. Anyway, when I do live stream, StreamYard is really cool because I do not have time to set up all these advanced, you know, streaming softwares like OBS or anything. And I also really like it because it really encourages user or viewer participation because I can pull up their comments on screen. So I feel like it just gets people excited. Like, they want to see their name up there too. So then they comment more. It's really fun. I also use StreamYard for interviews. I don't do a lot of podcast interviews, but when I do, I really like to use this tool instead of a Zoom call because the video quality is a little bit better. And it also enables me to kind of choose like who's highlighted so I could make my guest go on full screen mode while I slip into the background. It's kind of like a whole little control system and I really like it. Final Cut Pro is what I use to edit my YouTube videos. That's really all I gotta say about that. I think I have a couple of videos on my YouTube channel that are like edit with me videos. If you'd like to see more editing stuff, let me know. I'm not the most, you know, advanced with it, but I just like it. I've used it for years. You can do more advanced edits than like with a Descript or an iMovie or anything like that. And then the last one is a new tool that I've been using probably over the past year or so. It's for my iPad. I never understood why people had iPads. I'm going to be honest. I was like, I don't get it. Just use your phone or use a computer. And then somewhere along the way, I bought one to use as a monitor for recording, which I'm using right now. I'm looking at it right now. But then I was like, what else can I use this freaking iPad for? It can't just be a monitor, right? I downloaded an app called Procreate. This app allows you to basically draw on your iPad. And I have been playing around a little bit more. First of all, I have terrible handwriting. I cannot draw a straight line to save my life. But it just adds a little bit of visual complexity to like a YouTube video. If I handwrite, I do this in my Week in My Business videos. I'll handwrite the day of the week that we're on. I did this recently in a Plan With Me video. I kind of like drew notes and did some drawings and stuff like that. I just think it kind of adds some visual complexity. And it's just really fun. So I really like Procreate. I'm continuing to play around with it. I just got the paper, like applique, I don't know what it's called, the sticker that goes on your iPad to make it more like paper. I hear that actually helps you, you know, write a little bit better. So we'll see. All right, let's talk about courses and memberships. I host my courses on Thinkific. I like Thinkific. I think it's good. I've really just been using it for years. So I can't really speak to a lot of the other ones. I get asked a lot, like, what about Kajabi? What about, you know, any of these things? I haven't really used them personally. I've had clients that have used them, but you know, I've used Thinkific so long. I will say, if I wasn't on Thinkific, I think I would really be seriously considering Padaya or Podia. Again, don't know how to say it. I'm sorry. But they do have a lot of great features. They have email lists in there. You can build websites in there, courses, memberships, coaching. And it is really affordable, like, you know, compared to some of the competitors, particularly compared to like a Kajabi, which is very expensive. So I vote on Thinkific, but if you don't like Thinkific, I would vote for Padaya. Padaya Padaya. Okay, for my memberships, I use a tool called Mighty Networks. Mighty Networks basically allows me to have this, it's almost like a Facebook group, but way advanced. It's just a forum where people in the Freelance Friday Club, that's my membership group, they can go and they can post anytime. We have meetings that are really easy. You know, if you click on the events, you can add it to your calendar and we can have discussions about the meetings. There's also a course integration. Again, I use Thinkific, so it's like, I don't know if I want to transfer all my courses over. But what I do with it now is I just upload all of the replays for any of the live classes or challenges that we've had. I upload those onto the platform so that my members can view those. So right now there's probably over like 20 calls that people can watch, you know, on their own time. So I like it. I think it works well. I've gotten compliments from my members that they really like it from the user side. I will say, if you are looking to build a membership community yourself, I would explore the platform Circle. I've been a member of lots of different Circle sites, and I think that from a member view, they're really good. They're, you know, comparable to Mighty Networks, and it's a little bit more affordable. Mighty Networks is kind of expensive. I upgraded my plan so I could get that course feature this year. I paid annually, and I think it was like multiple thousands of dollars. Like, maybe I'm making that up, but let's see. Yeah, $99 a month annual plan, which is $1,200 almost. I mean, I don't know. That seems really expensive to me, considering the Freelance Friday Club is not a huge revenue generator for me. It does make me more than that a year, but like not a lot more than that a year. It's not a huge revenue driver. So that one took a lot of convincing to like pay for. So check out Circle. And then I also want to talk about Webinar Jam. So obviously I don't host courses on Webinar Jam, but one of the big things that I've done over the past year and I'm still working on is more webinars to sell courses. Instead of having these big, huge launches for like the accelerator and things like that, which happen only a couple of times per year, I've been doing a webinar about one a month and trying that out. And that really helps to maximize the life of my evergreen products, like the social media management toolbox and the course creation toolbox. I've been able to sell those really nicely by having like sort of these mini launches or events over webinars. Previously, I was using Zoom webinars, which works fine, but Webinar Jam really does just make the process so much easier. I'm able to upload my slides ahead of time, so I don't need to be like, do the awkward, hold on, let me pull up my slides and share my screen kind of moment. I can also load up my offer in there. It will pop up on screen when I'm ready to sell, and it makes this big, huge button near the chat feature so that users can easily click over and purchase the offer. Recordings that automatically records. So same thing there. I don't need to freak out if I forget to press record on Zoom. I really love the tool. It is expensive, and that's why it took me a while to buy it. But I would say that it's definitely paid for itself by now, just from the few webinars that I've hosted. All right, we're down to the end here. Let's talk about email and just writing in general. So I did buy a new tool this year called Living Writer. And this one is really great if you are writing a book, if you are writing like a lot of blog posts, or just need to keep your written content organized. It's cool because you're able to organize your writing by chapter and rearrange things really easily. So again, it is really great if you are a writer. I've tried some of the other ones like Hemingway, and I think there's another one, Scrivener. I actually don't like those ones as much for some reason. Again, I think a lot of this stuff is just really personal based on just what you like and what works for you. But Living Writer is really good. And it seems like a smaller company, and it seems like they're a little cheaper than some of the competitors as well. So I don't know. Haven't heard a lot of people talk about it. So check it out if you do a lot of writing. And another thing, if you do a lot of writing that is totally free, is Google Docs has this voice typing feature. I don't know if you know about it, but I go in and out. Like sometimes I really like dictating my text. I'll just talk and let Google Docs transcribe the text into written word and then go through and edit what I said. Sometimes I really like to think and all of that, but sometimes I just need to like get it out. And I'm like, I can't type as fast as my brain is thinking. So using that voice typing feature in Google Docs can be really great if you do a lot of writing as well. And then lastly, for sending your emails, I love Flowdesk. I think I have a 50% off link for you that I'll link in the show notes as well for that one. I've been using Flowdesk for a few years now, and it's just, the emails are really beautiful. It reminds me of Squarespace. Like it has the same like really sleek professional look to the email templates, and it's unlimited. So a lot of the other email platforms, they have a tiered system. So it's like if you have under 1,000 subscribers, it's this much. If you have 5,000, it's this much, 10,000. And so it really penalizes large lists. And my list size is pretty big, multiple tens of thousands. And, you know, could I probably purge it a little bit? Yeah, but for the most part, my open rates are still really, really good. So most people are still consuming the content. So it's like, I don't want to delete people just, you know, so I don't spend hundreds of dollars on an email platform. So this one does not limit you. So I love that. And then I do use it for landing pages. Now, here's my critique. I have two critiques for Flowdesk. The landing pages are really basic. You know, you can do basic pop-ups, basic full page landing pages, but you really, they're pretty bare bones. So I don't really love that. It's also a criticism I have of Webinar Jam as well. The Webinar Jam landing pages are meh. Not very nice. And then the other criticism I have of Flowdesk is their analytics. Like, I can get my, you know, open rates and things like that, but beyond that, it's, I don't know, I wish I had like an analytics report that showed, you know, some more details, especially when I go to like sell newsletter placements to sponsors or just, you know, want to clean up my list. I feel like their analytics is a little bit lacking, but they're still a new company, so hopefully they will be improving, but I still really like it and recommend it. So those are all of the tools, I think, most of the tools at least, that I use on a weekly basis in my online business. Let me know in the comments, what are your most used tools? Are you going to try any of these tools? I'll leave all of my links for them down in the show notes. And again, don't forget to check out Metricool. They are offering you a free 30-day trial of their pro plans. And again, it is a free tool regardless. But if you want to get a taste for some of those additional features, just use the code Latasha at the link down in the show notes. Thank you so much to Metricool for being an ongoing partner. I love them, and I think you all will love them as well. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll see you in the next one.